The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you. And do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. I think the first reading is one of those ugliest readings you have in the Old Testament. Really ugly. Conniving in evil. Coward, his wife. King and queen. How ugly. Very ugly. Read it. Read it in greater depth this afternoon. I'll give you about three ideas, but very, very ugly. And obviously, the basic reason for this is greed. Greed. You did the exercise with me. It's called the sin of avarice, right? Very ugly. Very ugly. Let me give you three things you can reflect upon. One of the greatest novels ever written, who was the greatest novelist, greatest novelist in the 19th century, was written by Charles Dickens, Oliver Twist, David Copperfield, but the most famous one is The Christmas Carol. And they probably had maybe as many as 10 different movies on The Christmas Carol. I think it's a good idea to see that at least once a year. Have you seen it, all of you? It's probably in the top five of the most famous films coming from a novel from the greatest novelist in the 19th century, Charles Dickens. And it's the story of a man who was very greedy. His name was Ebenezer Scrooge. Now you whose first language is not English, if someone calls you a Scrooge, it's not a compliment. Okay, it's not a compliment. It's actually an insult. If I say that you're a Scrooge, it means you are very greedy. Yeah? Very greedy. You see the movie where at even midnight, Christmas Eve, he's forcing Bob Cratchit, who's got Tiny Tim, to be working until the wee hours of the night. How was he converted? Very Ignatian. He had a dream. Dream of the past, the present, and the future. In the past, it went before his eye all the times that he had taken advantage of people just to get more money. Piling up this miser, money upon money upon money. And he saw the present. Not much better. But then he saw the future, which Marley the ghost took him into the graveyard with his bony finger pointed. Look at that. He was able to see what? His name, his birthday, and when he was going to die, ? And he woke up. Conversion. opens up the window, snow is coming down. This little boy dragging his sled, he says to the little boy, "My son, is the fat turkey still in the marketplace? Is it still in the marketplace, the fat turkey? "Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir." So he throws out the window, huge sum of money, buy the fat turkey. He buys the fat turkey. And he goes to Ebenezer Scrooge, goes to Bob Cratchit's house that Christmas day. Knocks on the door. Cratchit feels that he's in the doghouse now, maybe going to lose his job. "Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit. Merry Christmas." And he brings him the fat turkey. And they sit down and they celebrate. I think it's one of the greatest pieces of literature in the history of the world. And adults, even little children, can understand the message. Even the uneducated, the most ignorant, can understand the message. And the message is the exact opposite of the first reading. It's the antithesis that we just heard. So the message of the Christmas Carol of Charles Dickens is very biblical. Very biblical. And it's this. There are two philosophies of life. You want to know what they are? Gimme, 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 gimme. Gimme, 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 gimme. The more I have, the more I want. Or the other philosophy is give and give and give. Which is yours? Hopefully it's not gimme, gimme, gimme. And the best image we have in the world, look, Jesus on the cross. Talk about giving. He didn't give a little. He gave everything. Every drop of his precious blood he gave for you and for me. So hopefully we're going to learn from this first reading and this literary synthesis that I've given you this afternoon of Charles Dickens, that we must recognize that true joy comes not in receiving, but in giving. Amen.